So XRP has always been on the map for me. I've looked into XRP for quite some time. And I was one of those diamond hand holders.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought, you know what? XRP is one of my favorites. Ethereum, of course, and Bitcoin. Absolutely, yes. Yes. So I've never been a big fan of holding the meme coins. I know a lot of it can be very profitable. Especially when you're trading the crypto coins, the meme coins are promising when you're wanting to trade. I like to kind of look at more of aspects of how the coin will do on a long term. You first want to kind of do some background on a lot of these coins, why they're being created, who's creating them, and the reasoning behind that as well.
I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a milli every week. I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a billy every week. I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire, I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire, I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a billy every week.
Ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? Welcome to another episode of Sleepers for Billionaires, the podcast. I am your host, Johnny Vegas. Now, today, I got a very special guest on my show, ladies and gentlemen. You are in for a treat, so take some notes. This woman is the founder and CEO of AfriTech, which facilitates connections between North America and Africa. They specialize in teaching Africans Web3, cryptocurrency, blockchain, and so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Carlita Cash. How are you, Miss Cash?
I am amazing. Thank you so much, Johnny, for having me on here. I'm excited to talk about Afrotech and to converse with you. I'm really excited, and thank you so much for having me on.
Oh man, thank you for joining me, man. It's been a pleasure knowing you thus far. With the little bit that I've learned so much, it's like I know your whole life story, but the people don't. So this is why I had to bring you on the show, just to let them know that you are a woman of significance, and I'm very proud of you and what you're doing for our people. And knowledge is power. And you're preaching that, in the cryptocurrency space that a lot of people still that are foreign to a lot of people. So, when it comes to AfriTech and the service you're looking to provide to our community, where did that come from first and foremost? What void do you see in our community that, is the backbone behind your purpose?
Yeah, so I've always been an advocate for Black wealth, the Black wealth transfer. Growing up in Canada, being born and raised here, and coming to the States a lot of the times, I've seen the need for it. I've seen our community, I've seen great minds emerging, I've seen education emerging with us, and I've just always, since I was a kid, wanting to see somebody like me being successful. And I've always wanted to pass that down. I don't have any kids yet, but I've always wanted to pass that down to when I do have children, and just meeting new people and people in our community, and being able to pass down information that can change our lives forever. And so I always thought, how can I be of service and being able to encourage our lives to change for the better? I see different communities doing that, and I said, why can't we do that for ourselves? And so when I got into cryptocurrency and Web3 and the blockchain, I thought, this is something that could definitely change our lives. It's changed my lives. So why not teach our communities how we can do that ourselves? And so I thought, yeah, why not? Why not try to do that on a global scale?
Okay. Well, that's a beautiful thing, man. So tell me, how did cryptocurrency help you?
So I used to actually work in oil and gas. I've worked in oil and gas for a long time, and I worked in HR, human resources management, and talent acquisition as well. And a friend of mine actually got me into crypto and blockchain, and a different platform. And I joined a platform just to learn about it, educate myself about it. I learned how to trade Forex as well. And that kind of just shed light on it. And especially when I got into cryptocurrency, I absolutely loved it. And so I thought, you know, how could I transition from my 9-to-5 into doing cryptocurrency full time? And I transferred, and I've loved it ever since.
When you say doing cryptocurrency full time, you mean as a trader?
Yes. Yeah, so as a trader, as an investor, I initially I had invested into it, mm-hmm. and I made a massive profit from it. And as soon as I got into it, I realized it was a rabbit hole and learning new things. And I wanted to kind of tell everybody I knew about it. And so I first spoke to family, then I spoke to friends about it. And I just thought, you know what, this is something where it's the future, and especially seeing how AI is moving, how the blockchain is moving into various industries. I thought, you know, this is something that can, you know, get into our communities, get into my life, and change my life forever.
No, I definitely see, you know, blockchain alone just being a disruptor in many industries for sure, and people adopting it. Okay, so what are some of your favorite cryptos now at this time?
Mm-hmm. So XRP has always been on the map for me. I've looked into XRP for quite some time, and I was one of those diamond hand holders.
Oh yeah. hold the line
to the moon. So I thought, you know what, XRP is one of my favorites, Ethereum of course, and Bitcoin. Absolutely, yes.
Why those three?
Bitcoin is, you know, the world's decentralized bank, as I like to say. Ethereum is like the world's computer, and XRP is very promising. After that SEC lawsuit, you know, I thought, I'm going to hold on to this.
Okay.
I'm going to hold on
to this. I heard about that lawsuit, and they won the case, right? Is that what?
Yes.
They won the
case. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Interesting. Well, what are your thoughts on the meme coins, you know, like Dogecoin and you know, Shiba Inu and stuff like that? You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, so I've never been a big fan of holding the meme coins. I know a lot of it can be very profitable, you know, especially when you're trading the crypto coins. The meme coins are promising when you're wanting to trade. I like to kind of look at more of aspects of how the coin will do on a long-term investment. So they can be very, very profitable. Me myself, I don't really hold a lot of the meme coins. So I'm not too big on the meme coins, but yeah, you can absolutely make some profit from them, definitely. For myself, I like to kind of hold a different type of the stable coins more so.
Understood. Okay. Okay, let's see here. So when it comes to how you assess the market, right, prior to investing, what exactly are your KPIs that, you know, and that's key point indicators for those who don't know watching, that help you assess where to make an investment, mm-hmm. you know, a logical investment?
Right. So what you want to do is you first want to kind of do some background on a lot of these coins. Why they're being created, who's creating them, and the reasoning behind that as well. But a favorite tool that I like to use is the Fibonacci tool.
What's that?
Yeah, so the Fibonacci tool will kind of allow you to assess the market. And so you're looking at the highs and the lows, where you're going to be buying, where you're going to be selling. And you're actually using the Fibonacci tool on the market, so on the chart. So when you're looking at your charts, you're putting the Fibonacci tool on there, and you're looking for buys and sells. So it's going to be showing you if the price point comes to a certain point, this is where it could possibly go up on the market. And so that's kind of how, in layman's terms, how the Fibonacci tool works.
And that works for you? That's been working for you?
Yes, it has. And I actually work with another group, actually, when we kind of trade together and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of do it at a group assessment. Mm-hmm. And we look at the charts. I'm kind of stepping away from the more so, trading, and more so into the investment part of it, and the educational part of the crypto as well. Mm-hmm. Just because it can take a lot, taking a lot of assessment. Once you're more comfortable with it, it could be very profitable. Mm-hmm. But my I used to do a lot more trading now, but my focus is more so, I like the educational part of it. I enjoy that more.
Right. It's definitely more fulfilling for sure, passing on that information, like you said. Okay. So now that it sounds like, your passion has shifted to the investment side of things, tell me about that. Tell me about, your plans to educate on a global scale, and educate our culture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So my main goal was to go to Africa, continent of Africa, mm-hmm. To various countries over there, and to get them to realize how beneficial crypto, blockchain, and Web3 could be there. Mm-hmm. And so this past December, last December, I went to Africa for the first time. Mm-hmm. And it was always the top number one place on my list, mm-hmm. Various countries over there. And I went there and I actually did some crypto sessions over there in Kenya, Ghana, I went to Zambia, Zimbabwe, Egypt, Ethiopia as well. And so I was blessed and really, really happy to be able to take my organization over there, and to be on the grounds and talking with people, and it was really, really, really satisfying being able to see how people related to it, and there's been a very big need for it, and just to see the broadband networks and agriculture, healthcare, and different business sectors where crypto can be beneficial, where blockchain can be beneficial, and where it's starting to arise over there too. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't realize that there are Bitcoin ATMs, mm-hmm. In Accra, Ghana, in Nairobi, Kenya, and all over the globe. So it's really starting to grow, and I'm really glad that I got to do that, and now so my business is starting to pick up, and being able to go there more often now. So I'm going to be going potentially this month, mm-hmm. and then again in December for a couple months again.
Congratulations, man. Safe travels. You're on a beautiful journey.
Yes.
I could tell you're going to leave a beautiful legacy behind, so, and you're on the right track. So congratulations on everything you're doing. Tell me, what industries do you think, blockchain and crypto and Web3 are going to be most beneficial to that industry? What industry, in your opinion?
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't realize this, but I believe agriculture, mm-hmm. is going to be a huge, going to be very beneficial by utilizing blockchain as well as the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. They're being able to use like digital infrastructure and being able to utilize it for various things. So for example, right now in Kenya and Nairobi, specifically when I was there, they have something called M-Pesa. Mm. So, it's just kind of like the on the network that they're using their mobile phones, and they're able to just send money from person to person. So when I went there, I just automatically assumed, okay,
so it's like a PayPal kind of thing.
Exactly. So crypto and blockchain, they'll be able to even utilize it even more so on a larger scale. So once they're starting to implement it a little more, as well as in Ghana too, this past summer, they just started a course, blockchain and cryptocurrency course. Mm-hmm. In the University of Ghana, mm-hmm. over there. So a lot of places are starting to implement it already. The healthcare sector too. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that even here in Canada and the States, I know blockchain is being utilized in healthcare. Mm-hmm. And then, agriculture is going to be the next thing there. So a lot of these industries where people don't even realize that crypto and blockchain can be utilized and it's going to make a huge difference.
Awesome. Okay. Now, for those who don't know, because although crypto, blockchain, and Web3 may be, you know, second nature to us now at this point, right? Some people, it's just still foreign. They don't want to deal with it. They don't know anything about it. So can you, you know, kind of summarize and give a simplified definition on what blockchain is, what cryptocurrency is, what Web3 is, you know, and kind of the differences between three, because most people think it's all the same thing.
Yes. So cryptocurrency, what it is just pretty much decentralized banking. They're tokens. So there can be tokens, there can be coins. So cryptocurrency is now the whole reason why it was created was to create this decentralized world, right? So for example, we have the banking system, banks, which are centralized. So if I wanted to go to the ATM, and you know, take some money out, I'm going to have a daily limit, right? On what I'm allowed to take out. Or if I go into a teller, bank teller, and I say I want to take out $100,000, they're going to ask me why. They're not just going to give me my own money that's in the bank.
Right.
So when it comes to cryptocurrency, because it's decentralized, I'm able to utilize as much money as I want, as much crypto, as I want. I could send it to anyone that I want. And so you're able to now break barriers with cryptocurrency because there's people in certain locations that can't have open a bank account. So cryptocurrency is a decentralized a coin or token that we can utilize in the world as money. So the way I like to describe it is it's just the evolution of money. So back in the day, we used to have gold, money, paper money, coins, debit cards, credit cards. Now we're moving into an evolution of money. So now it's paperless, right? So now we're able to send it to whomever, whenever. We don't need that Monday 9 to 5 as the banking system is being utilized. So cryptocurrency is just money that we're able to now send to anybody whenever we want with no governments.
Governance.
Yes. and the way that I like to describe Web3 now is just how we have computers. Say we have, for example, I don't know if you remember or a lot of our viewers will remember Ask Jeeves or Google.
Wow, bro, you brought it back with the Ask Jeeves. Oh my God. That's back when people used to dial 411.
Yes. I don't like to age myself, but you know.
Hey, you know, sometimes you gotta do that just to let them know you OG status.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But go ahead, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so the same way that the computer is evolving, we now have new things, like for example, ChatGPT. That's something that we're gonna be getting into. And then we just saw this past week, now ChatGPT is, you're able to now ask it questions so it can hear and it can see. So you can send it a picture and say, hey, can you break this down for me? Or for example, somebody parked somewhere and they didn't know if they were able to park there. They sent ChatGPT a picture of the parking sign and ask ChatGPT, hey, can I park here at 4 p.m.? And it looked at the picture and it answered the person and said, yes, you're able to park here. So now the computer is now evolving, right? The internet is now evolving. And that is what Web3 is. It's just the new internet, right? It's just the rebirth of internet. It's going to continue to evolve just like AI. And so now blockchain is just the network of computers that allows crypto to work. So it's just a series of computers and networks being able to, you know, being able to be utilized. And that is the blockchain that makes cryptocurrency work. And so it's been around for a long time. Cryptocurrency has been around for quite some time. And this is just something that people are starting to realize that can be utilized you know, on the day to day. And so I always tell people, don't be afraid. These are new things that we're always learning and being able to utilize. You know, this is something that we're going to have to understand and to learn, because it's going to be part of our day-to-day lives. It's part of our future. And this is just something that we have to learn and educate ourselves on.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Sorry, I had to switch from my computer to my phone. But nevertheless, okay, so since cryptocurrency and blockchain, you know, typically revolves 24 hours, not like the stock market where it stops at a certain time, when do you have time to like relax and, you know, to sleep and chill? Like, what exactly do you do in those times?
Those times, you know what? It's hard. It's really hard because, like you said, it's always 24/7. It's 24/7. So on my downtime, I love to travel. I'm always traveling. A lot, you know, my friends and family barely get to see me sometimes because I'm always on a plane.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm always trying to think of new innovative ways. And when I do travel, even when it's for pleasure, I still like to see how I can evolve or how I can utilize my trip. So I like to network a lot. That's my favorite thing to do, is networking, meeting new people such as yourself. I'm glad we got to connect and I got to get to know you and just being able to connect with people. There's a phrase going around saying your network is your net worth. And so being able to meet various people, you never know how you can change their lives or how they can change your lives and your life. And I love to do that and connect with people on a one-on-one and getting to know people and just hearing their stories and whatnot. I think it makes a huge difference.
Okay. No, that's cool. That's cool to hear. With me, you know, I typically like to, you know, decompress in a sense where I just step away from everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to meditate. I work out a lot. Physical fitness is a big thing for me. What else? You know, I definitely like to enjoy my family time. You know, I live away from them. They're all like in Florida, New York, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, everywhere. So, you know, being connected with them through like family group chats and, you know, Zoom calls like this, but with 20 of us on there, you know, I think keeps me grounded in a sense where I can just kind of step away from the business side of things, because, you know, it can't all be just business. You know, there has to have some level of balance to keep you sane. And honestly, meditation has helped me with that a lot, because my brain is just constantly from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep. So having that clarity and being able to just sit back and assess everything I've done, everything I'm looking to get into, and where I should be selective on where I spend my time is key for me, you know, because I can't just be everywhere. I can't just give everybody my time, because then I'm just going to spread myself so thin and then probably won't get anything done. I may get a lot done, but, you know, I could have been doing something else that could have netted me a bigger ROI if I would have just put more focus on that. So that's why I'm big on time management and balancing your time, but still being leveled and centered with yourself. So, you know, I know that may be a little difficult enough. And just, you know, in the cryptocurrency space, being that it runs 24 hours, and now that you're in the investment side of things, it's like, I could imagine with you, it's like, shit, you sleep is for billionaires.
That's true. And I love how you said that. Meditation is massive. So every morning I wake up and the first thing I do is I give gratitude and I meditate as well. And I do my visualizations. So I'll close my eyes, I'll play my visualization music, or and to start off very positive in the day, because, you know, there's things on the day to day where can tick you off or get you upset, but I'm very calm. I'm very calm. I like to stay even keel and very positive no matter what's going on in my life, and I feel like that helps a lot with, and it transitions into whether it's your work, your personal life, friendships, relationships, things like that, I think it makes a huge difference.
Awesome, awesome. So you brought up relationships, and I definitely wanted to touch on that for a bit. Are you involved with anyone? You're single at the moment?
So I'm single right now, yes. Single and dating, you know. Trying to find the one. Not trying to find, but attracting. Trying to naturally attract the one, you know.
I'm glad you cleaned that up, you know. Because we attract what we want, for sure. And that's efficient. You know, but no, I definitely I could appreciate that, you know, because relationships are sometimes a good thing, in a sense where when you have someone that complements everything that you have going on and you compliment them as well, it's an equal balance and you just evolve together, you know, versus the opposite. But, you know, us as entrepreneurs, being that we have limited time, you know, it cannot be as attracting to the other party. So, you know, when it comes to having a relationship, you know, what are your viewpoints on being an entrepreneur, but also being in an established relationship and really having the success in business, but the success in the relationship as well? Like, you know, what do you think that would look like for an entrepreneur like yourself?
That's a great question. So I like to always think that I want to build an empire with somebody. And so I when thinking or wanting a relationship, my whole thing is I'm traditional woman, and then I'm also at the same time like an entrepreneur and wanting to have that as well. So even though I do have my business and I'm very busy at the same time, so when I am in a relationship, I still think that it's important to treat my man like a king. Mm-hmm. And to have him at the, you know, the head of the household no matter what I'm doing, and also support him emotionally, physically, mentally, and all of those aspects. So looking for somebody to be on that same level is really good, because it's like you wanting to build together. So you have your own businesses, or somebody that can also teach me how to even scale up my business, you know. And so that's important, and it's somebody to realize that yes, you can be very busy, but you know, men that I have dated that are busy, I always think that, you know, they have their own businesses and they're also busy. I always think that, yes, you can be busy, but if you really, really want to spend time with somebody or dedicate that time with somebody, you're going to always make that time, right? So I think that's really important in balancing relationships as well. And knowing that, yes, this person is going to be busy. So I give them that respect to have their time with their business. And then, you know, you obviously expect for them to prioritize you at certain points as well. So I feel like that balance is really, really important.
I agree wholeheartedly, you know. And sometimes, you know, because there's a saying that says, if you want a man with time, date somebody broke. And if you want to, and the vice versa. So it's just like, you know, would you rather take the guy who's broke but has time, or the guy who has time and, you know, and is broke? I mean, doesn't have time, but, you know, has a lot of money. So, you know, it really comes down to that sometimes, because, you know, sometimes, you know, women can be not necessarily, how can I say, you know, not necessarily. I don't want to say needy, like I don't want to say that, you know, but I'm thinking just want that attention, right? You know what I'm saying? Us as men want to give that attention, but we also have to be selective on how much time we spent that attention, you know. So
it
just depends on how, I think communication is key, where the expectation is set from the beginning, and may have to continue to reiterate it, you know, throughout the trajectory of the relationship, just so you know, you understand what's going on.
I mean
I don't know, what are your thoughts, because I'm just talking out the top of my head right now, you know. I'm just freestyling. What are your thoughts?
You're right, and you know what, it's as simple as, so for example, if I'm dating a man and he's got a super successful business, and I don't expect to be on the phone with him 24/7 throughout the day all day long, because I know he's busy. So even that little honestly, even a text message to say, hey babe, I'm thinking about you, can't talk right now, but I hope you're having a great day. It makes a world of a difference, because you know that you know, this person is super busy, but they just even took the time out of the day just to let you know that they're thinking about you. They're really busy, they can't talk right now. Just that simple text is huge. And I mean, because we all have time, even when we go to the bathroom, people take their phones with them everywhere they go, right? Or if you're going into the meeting, and hey babe, I have a meeting right now, hope you're having a good day, that's it, you know. And for women, we have to kind of respect that too. Can't be on the phone with a man all day long, especially if they're busy, if they're successful and they're trying to grow their business. But yeah, I could see that a lot of women, yeah, they want to be, you know, catered to or constantly reassured. But yeah, we have to kind of respect a man that's really busy too at the same time. And then it goes both ways too, like for a man to know that, hey, like, you know, I really like this woman, let me just send her a quick text or a quick call. It doesn't have to be for long, just to let her know that I'm thinking about her, she's on my mind, type of deal. So I think it you have to kind of work together and have those conversations before too, of those expectations, to say, hey, like, I'm a busy guy, you know, I can't be on the phone consistently, but you know, I like to message my girl throughout the day. Or you know, if you're a woman, and yeah baby, like, I like reassurance or things like that, just to kind of know what they're expectations are. And like you said, communication is huge. Communication and comprehension is massive, is really, really massive. So especially in this new dating age, this new dating world that we're in, because it's changed, it's really changed over the years too.
I agree, and that comprehension is key as well, because you can convey the message, but they may receive it a different way, and you know, it could produce the opposite results that you were seeking in the first place. So yeah, retention and comprehension is key for sure.
And I
go ahead please.
I was gonna add one thing too. A lot of men think that because I have a business and I'm busy and whatnot, a lot of men, some men will think like, oh, she won't have time for me. But and they might get intimidated by that, but I honestly will make the time. Like, my business is super important, but I also think relationships are really important, whether they're romantic, friendships, family. I really think they're important. So I try to really prioritize family, friends, relationships, whether they're romantic or platonic. I really try to prioritize that as well.
That's beautiful. You know, I agree. You know, relationships as a whole, just being able to interact and just, you know, just ping back and forth ideas and just have those meeting of the minds and just watching the minds work and unfold and just blossom right before your eyes. I mean, I think that's just magic, to be honest. And that's what I enjoy the most about networking, is just being able to see if our minds align, you know, and that's so cool to me. But yeah, for Miss Cash, you know, it was a pleasure, you know, connecting my mind with yours today. You know, I really appreciate your time. You know, I appreciate all the wisdom you shared on this call. You know, I can't wait, you know, for my editor to chop it up and put out those key points. You know, that's going to be so cool. Yeah, you know, I just want to say, if there's any bit of advice that you can give to an entrepreneur seeking, you know, to fill your shoes in your space, you know, cryptocurrency, blockchain, and being an advocate and a teacher, you know, give them advice, you know, that person specifically who wants to, you know, be a voice for that in that community, in that space, you know, what kind of advice can you get them just to get started and really take it to the top like you're doing?
I would definitely say just do it. People are scared to jump in, to take a risk. If you don't take a risk, you're gonna be at the same place for years. So taking that leap of faith and taking that risk to get into it and utilize AI. Right. I don't want to age myself, but back in the day, we'd have to use like encyclopedias, right? to look up information. So it's at our hand, it's at our grasp. It's so easy. Utilize ChatGPT. If you want to get into various markets, there's so many ways. You don't even have to leave your house now. Mm-hmm. So there's so many ways to get into it. Utilize everything that you have. And reach out to people that you know that are in the space, educate yourself on the industry, and it will make a world of a difference.
Mm. Oh man, that was beautiful. Couldn't end it off on a better note. Ms. Cash, it was a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you for joining me. This has been another episode of Sleep is for Billionaires, the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Johnny Vegas. Where can the people follow you, keep in touch with you, or even join some of your seminars where they can come by actually speak?
Absolutely, yes. And I want to thank you too, Johnny. It's been an amazing time here, getting to talk to you and conversing with you. The easiest way to get a hold of me is either on Instagram at Cash Carlita. I can also give you my business line as well if anybody wants to reach out. My number is 647-229-7377. We're always looking for people that want to get in the field, get into that space. Connect with me. I love to connect with others, and especially that want to get into crypto and blockchain, or just to talk about networking as well.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for stopping by. You enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.